And I Quote is bringing you expert-to-expert advice and insights. Our thought-provoking conversations with insurance industry professionals will inspire and educate our listeners on the latest trends and hot topics.
Let's move our industry forward together. The And I Quote podcast is brought to you by Coterie Insurance. Coterie is simplifying the way agents work with small business.
Now let's get started.
Welcome to the And I Quote podcast. I'm Ashley Burden, one of the co-hosts, and I'm really excited today to chat with our guest, John Barfield of Brashfield. And we're excited to just kind of have him on the podcast today. We've worked with Coterie and been a partner of ours for quite some time now. So really excited just to jump into the discussion and learn a little bit more about your experience and networking and just industry knowledge that you can share with our audience. So I'll hand it over to you, John. Do you want to tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you, Ashley. I've been waiting to get on this podcast for a while now. I'm glad to be here. And yeah, we love Coterie as a partner. I'll give you a little background on myself. This is my 36th year in the business. I started when I was 17 years old, right out of high school. I was one of those kids that was not the smartest kid in the class. But I was very hungry for what I wanted in life. You know, so many of us start off this business just wanting a job. We never intend to be in the insurance business 36 years later. And then in 1998, I had the opportunity to join Brashfield. And so since 2015, I've been leading our office, and I have the privilege of working with every day with 55 of our teammates, and it's quite special to be able to do that. So that's a brief snippet of where I started and where I am now.
Awesome. I love that. And I think it's really cool. You kind of honed in on something that I love about insurance, is that you can really go in so many different directions with insurance. Like, you don't necessarily have to be, you know, in the field all the time. You can be in marketing, you can be in very IT, as you mentioned, like various different areas of the business, but all really incredible, you know, areas that you can really gain a ton of expertise. So to anyone listening who's out there, like, curious about insurance, you can have some fun with insurance. There's definitely a lot of different, especially now in you know, modern times, where you can really, you know, take it in so many different directions. So I love that you honed in on that. And something you mentioned made me think about community, because I think that's really where we want to focus our conversation today. You're really involved in the industry and just the insurance community. So how did you get involved, whether it was networking or just kind of putting yourself out there? What steps did you take to get involved?
Well, you know, the big thing for me was, you know, knowing that, you know, I kind of realized a little while ago that in order to be able to be, you got to put yourself out there. So, you know, social media is a great place, LinkedIn especially, to put yourself out there, to connect with individuals, to brand yourself, to brand your company. For me, you know, more lately, I've been doing a lot more videos because, you know, someone told me, you know, you got to really start doing that. I was very much apprehensive to do that because I hate my voice. I hate my, you know, self on camera. Sure. And they said, you know what? People don't really care about that. They want to just tune in to see what you have to say, to hear what you have to say. And they're not really necessarily judging you and your voice and everything else. And I think so many people don't get involved in that because of that very reason. You know, they're worried about how people will take them on camera and everything else. And I'm here to tell you, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Jump in with both feet and just start. I can tell you the first videos and posts that I did in the early days, when I go back and look at them, it was pretty terrible. And, you know, if I had looked at it back then, I probably wouldn't have continued. But, you know, I think with anybody, you know, you get experience, and the more experience you get, the more you just run to it. And that's kind of what I've done. And, you know, it's a fun thing for me to do. I dedicate a certain period of my day to doing that, to engaging with our agents, and even fellow insurance competitors.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I believe in being friends with everybody. I love that. And I think that has served me well over the years.
Yeah, That's incredible. And I think it just speaks to, you know, you don't have to be perfect to start. You just, you know, you start somewhere, but I think it's really building upon, you know, the expertise that you have and knowing that, you know, you have something that someone else is probably looking for, insights and information and everything that you can really share. And so I love that that's something that you actually spend part of your day doing. That's incredible. And so with that, like, what would you say sets, you know, not only your business in the day-to-day with Braceville, but then also just your expertise, what sets you apart really in this industry?
Well, I think, you know, from our company perspective, I think, you know, we're a wholesaler. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our customer is the retail agent. And, you know, I think for us, you know, we work hard every day to put together the right products. Mm-hmm. So my responsibility is to make sure that I am reaching out to our carrier partners and making sure that I'm getting the right ones for my team to sell. Okay. So, you know, that's super important to me. But, you know, I think the big thing is, you know, just the diversity of product that we have at Braceville. Mm-hmm. Whereas a wholesaler, you traditionally think of a wholesaler as excess and surplus lines.
Sure.
And we do admitted and non-admitted. So we work with both sides of the house, mm-hmm. and that gives us more of a well-rounded picture to offer that agent. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we do. That's what makes us different from other wholesalers that are out there, I would say.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's definitely a unique value proposition. Do you find that there's like an education that's necessary? Like maybe if it's an agency or that's just coming on with Braceville, is there, you know, sort of that learning curve that comes along with that?
Sure. We hold hands a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we have there are a lot of agencies out there. And this is what we talk about a lot. So there are a lot of agencies out there that are personal lines only agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason, so we talk about when we visit them, you know, why are you, what's the percentage of your business that's personal lines versus commercial lines? Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually we'll kind of get an answer of, well, you know, I might write 10% commercial.
Sure.
And then my next question is, well, how much of that is not commercial auto?
Mm-hmm.
And then of course that percentage now goes, well, maybe 2% of my business is not personal lines and not commercial auto. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that we talk to them about is commercial is not a black box.
Right.
It's not something you should be scared about.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, you know, if you remember the days when you wrote your first homeowner's policy, how difficult it was, how nervous you were. And really, when you think about that, this is no different.
Right.
You know, by the time you write your third general liability policy, you're old hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing, yeah.
It's our responsibility at Braceville to make sure that we are holding their hands. We're talking to them about the things that they don't understand and really telling them it's going to be okay. You can, you know, here are the things that you need to be thinking about when you go out and try to sell this to the customer, but get started.
Yes. Get started. I love that. And it is, I think that's something, you know, we see here at Coterie as well, where it's that, you know, initial maybe apprehension if they're just kind of dipping a toe into commercial, but it's like, you know, get started and really figuring out, you know, where maybe niching down and what that looks like, but just getting started with commercial. So with that, obviously we have partnered together, Braceville and Coterie. So what led you to that? What led you to, you know, kind of think about Coterie as a potential partner? And obviously now we've grown the partnership. What has led to that for you?
Sure. Well, I think what led to it and what keeps it going are two different things. What led to it was really just, you know, I, you know, our company embraced that type of business early on. And so once you kind of go through that, I think, you know, a lot of wholesalers, they don't want to embrace that SureTech but we embraced it long ago. What keeps it going and what keeps it growing is really the ease of use. Coterie is super easy for our agents to use. You know, just a few bits of information and the system takes care of itself. And that's really where the magic happens.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, when we go out and we tell agents, hey, you know, try it.
Try it. Yeah.
You'll like it. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, they do, and they like it, and you know, we keep growing, and so we're super happy about that.
Yeah, that's awesome, and it's likewise, I'm definitely appreciative of the partnership. Do you find that agents are ever of the vein that this is almost too easy? Does it ever come up?
Every now and again, you know, they think that they're missing something. You know, when mm-hmm. is that easy? You know, mm-hmm. what's going on behind the scenes that sure. we're missing? And we tell them, no, it's just technology's come a long way.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of yep. things behind the scenes that data that's out there mm-hmm. that they can, you know, pull on. And that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I think it's that education piece, but making sure that, you know, in the market is clear, like, you know, there's the tech piece. We never forget about that. But then there's also still that those insurance brains, they've built their underwriting engines and all of that, that really comes together to make it so simplistic of a tool. So I love that that's, you know, recognized in the industry and definitely strengthens, you know, the partnership that we have. And that actually leads me to another question. When you're thinking about, you know, someone might be just getting started out, whether it's just in commercial or just the insurance industry as a whole, it can seem sort of overwhelming. So do you have like any suggestions on just kind of making it simpler to understand and simpler to just really like get your feet wet in the insurance space?
Be patient.
I like that.
You know, patience is a virtue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk to all of the new folks that we, you know, new teammates that we bring on, and you know, the one thing that we hire based on is personality, you know, and you've got to fit personality wise, drive. The rest of it we can teach.
Yeah.
And we tell people that every day. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, for me, the big thing is really having the conversation up front and putting their mind at ease and saying, listen, you know, you have to, obviously you have to have an aptitude to learn, but mm-hmm. you have to have that attitude that you want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, you know, this is not rocket science
yeah.
here. I mean, it's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And while we have to make sure that we are, you know, that we're following the right footsteps in terms of, you know, knowing the policy forms and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it just kind of comes.
Yeah. Yep. I would agree with that 100%. Like I said, even just personally being sort of newer in the industry, there's so much that you can learn. And if you have the right people kind of leading the charge and being a mentor to you, I think it's really easy to, you know, pick up things and really take off and run with it. So I love that you shared that. Kind of thinking a little bit forward, I love to ask, like, you know, kind of forward thinking questions. So, you know, there's so many buzzwords you hear now, obviously data, technology, AI. But from your perspective of having, you know, been in the industry for some time, what do you think is the potential disruptor, if you will, for insurance right now? Like, is there anything that comes to mind for you?
Well, I think the only thing that, you know, kind of comes to mind when we talk about, you know, certainly in the property space, you mm-hmm. know, obviously catastrophe events yeah. can be a disruptor, mm-hmm. You know, but I think that, you know, that's the big thing that we think about, you know, each and every day. I think, you know, there's a, we, you know, we also talk about, you know, the technology, I think, is not a disruptor. I think technology's an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're always going to have retail agents out there. I just saw an article recently about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for many, many years, people have talked about, you know, is the independent agent going to go away? You know, is technology going to come in and, you know, take the agent off the map? And, you know, this article was talking about, yeah, absolutely. No, it's not going to happen. I think you're always going to have that, that agent, that customer, you know, the customer is going to want to have that agent.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, I think certain pieces and parts of the industry will change, but mm-hmm. I think it's not going to be as, people should not fear it.
Right.
And worry about it every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we should worry about what we can control, the things we can't control. And I know it's harder. It's easier mm-hmm. said than done, but mm-hmm. you know, let's just worry about getting on with it and doing what we can. And, you know, making sure that if things are changing, that we observe that
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. I think, and I definitely agree, it's spot on with in terms of thinking about, you know, obviously there's going to be the things on the horizon, the uncontrollables, cat prevents, things like that. But just, you know, being at the forefront of the technology and being able to, you know, partner again, like with Coterie, where we're really looking at these things and thinking about, you know, how can we not only, you know, write insurance more intelligently, but then how can we then enable, you know, agents and retail agents, those in the field, to really sell a quality product to their end customer. And so I think that it's great that you really hit on that. So just thinking about, you know, kind of switching back to you and your business and everything. So what are your goals? Like, what are your, you know, your day to day? What's the goals for yourself, for your team? What does that look like for you?
You know, for my team, obviously we are in a business that we need to continue to grow our business. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, my particular role in all of this is to be able to provide those products, to always keep my ear to the ground, making sure that I have things for my team to sell. But, you know, beyond that, you know, I'm entering a phase where I've been in the business 36 years. We need more youth in this business. And so I'm beginning to spend more of my time recruiting.
Okay.
You always have to be recruiting.
Yeah.
And recruiting of all different types of individuals.
Yes.
And so, you know, we recruit from risk management schools, business schools, but the next phase is really taking a look at high school.
Yeah. I love that.
I think if you, there are a lot of kids, I call them kids, that are out there that are thinking about their future and stressing out over their future because they know they may not go to college. And so, you know, if someone's not going to college, then in their minds, it probably limits them to what they could actually do in their career. And so I, every chance I get, I really talk to them about, you can absolutely do it if you have the drive.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I believe that if you're willing to put yourself out there, work hard, grind it out, you're going to be successful.
Yes.
And so that, you know, again, that's what we tell people. And so that's really, you know, my, you know, next phase of my career is really looking at that.
That's incredible. I think that's great to, you know, obviously working on your business, but then forward thinking about, you know, the next generation and agree wholeheartedly, right? Like, I think that's such a unique perspective to know that, you know, you don't, you can make, you have choices. You don't, you know, you can go to college or not, but still have the ability to really drive and put the work in and have a successful career in this industry. And I think there's so many stories like that, and it just needs to be heard and maybe, like, you know, publicized a little bit more. But I love that you're, you know, thinking about high school even that young, because really, you know, in this, in, you know, 2024, there are a lot of options, but then there might still be that sort of limitation where some, you know, young ones think that they do have to go to this college and get that education. So I think that's great that you have that perspective. So that's awesome. Well, I really enjoyed the conversation. I love to end it on a fun note, though, and ask you, I mean, you've mentioned 36 years of experience. I'm sure you've gone to probably tons of insurance events, conferences, things like that. Like, any really fun experience that stood out to you in, over the course of your career?
Wow, there's been so many of them. you know, I would say that I had the opportunity with one of our carrier partners to go to Ireland. That I went on. But, you know, again, you know, there's so many different things that you attend. I think if you take something away from each and every one of them, you know, maybe it's not a, obviously a trip to Ireland, but, you know, whether it be, we attend WSIA, which is a big, you know, surplus lines industry, but all the way down to just the normal state conventions that we attend. I take something away from every single one of them because we're really meeting with our agents, meeting with our customers and listening to what they have to say every single time we can get in front of them. And you're meeting more people in that. So, you know, I would say that, you know, there's been many of them, but that's probably the one that sticks out in my
mind. I love that.
My Ireland's mind the most.
Obviously very cool, but I agree. I think a lot of just the everyday, like, state conventions and events like that, that Coterie, we like to attend. I've had a chance to attend a few in the past, and you know, I think what surprised me is agents are a lot of fun. Like they're, you know, they can have a ton of fun, come from so many different, you know, diverse backgrounds. And I think it's just really cool, like to your point, just to put yourself out there. So, you know, anyone that's listening and you're kind of, you know, apprehensive, just sign up for an event. It could be even local, like in your community, and go to an event and you'll find yourself really surprised. And then how easy it is then to build that community upon, like once you've already started to make those connections. So I love that you shared that, John. Thank you. Well, again, thanks, John, for joining
today. Thank you for the opportunity.
We really love having the partnership with Bragefield and just appreciate you sharing your expertise with our audience.
It's the best solution for their small commercial book of business. Check out our producers' resources page by clicking the link in the show notes below.